7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Today we get to talk with Superintendent Brandon Henning from Mountain Lake Schools. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Just a little bit colder today, though.
Yeah, we gotta get this spring thing figured out.
Yeah, it is nice. So it makes you appreciate, like, on Sunday it was so beautiful. I took three walks, three separate walks.
Wow,
I was like, it's
okay.
Too nice. You can't, and at the later time too. I even, you know, a lot of times you're like, well, I gotta get in before it gets dark.
But yeah.
Then you know, you're out past 7, and it's a nice watching the sunset go down.
3 days worth of exercise crammed into one day.
Try to get in as best you can.
So is this kind of a shift gear time at the school?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and like I said, it wasn't too bad yesterday for weather, so I'm sure our track and softball kids that were out there were like, this isn't half bad, but today I think it's going to be a different
wear
story.
Sweats today.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a chilly one out there, but yes, so winter sports are done, so now we're moving into spring already, and you know, you have track started, softball, and then next week we have baseball and golf starting, and trap shooting starts kind of later this month, and then tomorrow we have tonight we have our sports meeting, our spring sports meeting, so kind of have everybody in, and you get to, you know, for especially our seventh graders that probably haven't played kind of in that high school, however you want to call it, high school quote-unquote level, so they get to meet their coaches and kind of figure out what that's all about, because, you know, going from elementary baseball and softball and things like that and track and all that, all those things, getting into the high school level is a whole different ball game for them.
Boy, it is for sure. So practice starting this week. When do meets and games start?
Sure. So
is that in a couple of weeks?
Yeah. So track always kind of starts it off, and they have an indoor one, which is nice. And they always have it at Mankato State there, and that's going to be on March 21st. So that's a couple Saturdays from now. So it does seem like, well, they just started, and here we are already. You know, next Saturday they're going to be having a meet, but I guess that's
right.
The spring season is jam-packed, and there just isn't a lot of time
at it. And the other piece to that is you can't guarantee your schedule.
Right.
Because a lot of the event, you know, the days, you may get snowed out
Snow or rain or something, some type of weird whatever Minnesota weather decides to do.
Right. All right, it's more than just athletics, though.
Yep, we have speeches kind of ongoing. So that's the one thing I guess we have that's kind of cross seasons, you know, because it kind of starts at the end of that winter sports season and continues on into spring, so that they're kind of going all around and doing well. And FFA is also competing and doing well, too. So I think we're going to have some teams going to state in FFA, too.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be exciting to see that as well. And we'll see what ends up with speech if any of our people make it, but we had a good start last year, and this year seems to be an also strong year coming, so we're excited about that.
Well, and you guys always have a great participation.
Yeah, we do. We try to, you know, at speech was kind of only a couple kids here and there, but then we really got people in that really, like, as, you know, coaches that bought in and been like, we're really trying to improve this program, and we're going to really try to recruit some kids, because we know, I mean, obviously, it's usually our English teachers, they know, like, because there's a speech class and all that they're taking, so they know which kids are like, I think you're really good. Or unless they're those, those students that tend to argue a little bit, I think I know something you'd be really good at.
Put you in debate, boy.
I got something for you.
Now, the speech season, then, does it go clear to the end of the year?
Not quite.
It ends before.
Yeah,
all
a little
the
bit, but still got
a,
it's yeah,
things.
It's still got kind of that end of April-ish.
Okay.
So it's still got some time.
All right. So what else do we have going on at the school?
Well, it's so March is always what we call music month.
Okay.
So we have our concerts coming. So I want to say, I think it was last Monday. So a little over a week ago, our choir went and they obtained their superior rating in their performance, which I guess we haven't had in
them.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit of time for Mountain Lake, which is kind of surprising. But so that, and we have a new choir director. So that's always like, you never know how they're going to come in with their expertise and if they're going to be able to get the kids to perform at a high level. And he's done a great job at that. So shout out there to Mr. Nelson.
Absolutely.
But then we have our big kind of it's like spring concert, if you want to call it. It's next Monday. So that's our junior, senior high band and choir concert. So that's a big thing. I purposely don't look ahead to see what the theme is going to be. I like to be surprised when I show up and just see like what they're going to be doing, because you never know what kind of stuff. Is it going to be kind of more your traditional kind of like classical composers and things like that for the band and some classical work on those songs? Or are we going to do something contemporary? You just never know, because we've done both, kind of a mixture. So I'm excited to see kind of what the theme ends up being.
Oh, yeah. So definitely reasons, mark the calendar for that one,
yes,
too.
Yep. And then the band's going to have their big group contest. So it's kind of like, you know, the choir does their contest, the band does their contest, and that's coming up March 19th. So that's also next week. There's just so much going on. And FFA just had their banquet last Friday, which is great, their annual banquet. They do kind of more as a fundraiser, but also just kind of like a recognition of FFA and the programs and the everything that they kind of do for the community.
And that was just last week, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay, very good. All right, blood drive too.
Blood drive coming for the
you guys just don't rest.
No, and that so I'm terrified of needles. So I've never gave blood before, and I'm still like on the fence about it. I know my oldest son, he's still terrified of needles, even though he's 16, he just won't. But I saw the sign up list, and it is chock full. Like it is from start to finish, it is completely filled up with students that have volunteered. So that was so impressive to see that there's so many people like understand the importance of giving blood and can suffer through. And it's funny to listen to some of the kids that they have their like routines, and they're like, if you do with me, I'll hold your hand, and you can hold my hand. And it's just funny how they just hearing them talk to each other about how they're going to talk themselves through giving some blood. And I know we have a person on staff that's like, she's like gives like the, I don't know, blood, she can give blood super quick, I guess. I don't know. She can get like a fill up, like a whole liter in like 4 minutes or some ridiculous thing. So we always have to like, she loves like a challenge. I don't know. It's weird. I've never heard of such a thing. But, you know, some people like to compete on everything. So here we go.
There you go.
So I have a staff member that's hoping to beat her record, I guess, so to speak.
Okay. I'm not sure how much you can really control.
I don't know either. But okay.
That's funny. That's just definitely, though. But that's one thing. And you guys do, the student council does a blood drive every year, right?
Yes. Yep. That's something we always do. So it's, like I said, it's always been successful. It's always nice to see, like, those kids signing up to donate.
Definitely.
And just understand the importance of it.
Very good. We've been spending the whole time talking about the high school. Elementary's got a lot going on,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do. So, I mean, this Thursday, it's math night. So kindergarten to second graders, it's our elementary math night. It's free. We also feed you pizza and, like, juice and cookies and
so
things like that.
So what is math night?
So math night is you go there as a student, and there's stations set up all around in the classrooms with different math games. And then not only at the end of the night, you get a little punch card, and you go to every single math game. And if you turn in your punch card at the front when you're done with all like 9 math games, we give you a bag that has all the games you just played. So you can take them home and play. So you bring your parents with you or like an older sibling. You go play all these math games, and then you can take them home with you at the end of the night. And of course, we'll feed you too, a little dinner. So it works out real well.
That sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, it is.
You end up learning some math, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, and the game, like I said, the kids have no clue. They think it's great. They show up, they're playing games the whole time, but they have no idea that they're actually like working on, you know, counting and addition and subtraction and kind of more like that strategy and a little bit of kind of like in some of the games of like, you know, it's just a fun event.
Geometry in there.
Yeah, it's a little something, you know. Yeah. I don't, since it only goes to second grade, there's not too much of multiplication and things like that. But some of the kids can kind of figure out, well, instead of adding 2 + 2, I could just do 2 × 2,
or
something like that. So,
very good. All right, what else?
We have Donuts with Grownups coming up this Friday as well, so that's always a fun event.
And that's popular, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, the cafeteria gets jam-packed, just completely full, and it's nice to see, you know, and it is a change. We used to call it Donuts with Dads, and then a couple years ago, I always went in there on purpose. I have my own kids, right? But then I just stayed there because I know my students, and some of them don't have their father figure around for whatever reason. And I was like, I will be everybody's dad. Like, if you don't have someone to sit with, come over here. And we just said, well, it doesn't really have to be. It could be any grown up,
right?
Like anybody that's important in your life. You could be in there. So we kind of basically have some staff volunteers that kind of fill in as you're growing up in there, which is nice too, in case for whatever reason both parents work and they said, listen, we can't get off, and grandma and grandpa are maybe, I don't know, maybe they're in Arizona.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
whatever. There's for whatever reason you just couldn't find a grown up couldn't come with you today. We can be your grown up. So that's a big thing that I think that's important.
That was a nice change.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think the kids absolutely love it because I don't. That first year, I remember seeing kids kind of like sad and off in the corner, kind of eating, you know, with their friends or by themselves, and just like everybody else is like happy with their sure. you know, family members and. It's like you could just tell. So that's why I was like, oh,
nice change.
You guys can come sit with me. So
yeah, very good. All right, and is it time to start looking towards next year?
Yeah, a little bit. So we have a kindergarten roundup too coming in a couple weeks. So that's our preschool kids are going to be in kindergarten, or anybody interested in attending kindergarten at Mountain Lake. So that comes up on March 24th. And that's in the morning. It's from 9 to 11, and that's been a very popular event too. We have all these families show up, and we kind of talk to them about what does a day at kindergarten look like at Mountain Lake, and where do you go, and where are some places that you'll end up? Like, what's the gym look like? What's our music room look like? What's the cafeteria look like? Where's the library? Where's your class? Like, one of the two classrooms you could be in. Like, what do they look like? And then my favorite, and of course, always the kids' favorite, is we end it with a bus ride around town.
Ah, okay.
So some of the kids, I mean, they won't, you know, obviously field trips, but like they live too close, they won't be able to ride a bus, or maybe they've never been on a bus before, and so a lot of them, it's a fun experience to be like, I get to ride a school bus. So as an adult, it's not that fun. But the parents are like, really? Do we have to? The kid's like, come on, Mom. Come on, Dad. Let's go. Let's get on the school bus. So you can see the parents be like, oh, no. But it's a short ride around town. It's only 10 minutes. It's fine.
That's a nice way to kind of conclude the evening, too.
Yes, yeah. It's a great thing to do.
Very good. All right. Staffing, things like that. How's that going?
Staffing. So I kind of alluded to that last time I was on here. Yeah. We hired our K-12 principal, and that's Jennifer Siebenaler. And so she's coming to us from Rochester, Minnesota. She's the director of Gifted and Talented there. So she's going to bring a lot of ideas that we're hoping to utilize and kind of improve our whole program, but more so our literacy instruction and things that we do there, because we just know that's the foundation of everything. So making sure we're just doing the best we can there. So she'll bring a lot of expertise. And I got to give her a shout out because she's going to spend her spring break, because Rochester has spring break, something I miss about being over there. She's going to spend her spring break here. With us, just working. She's like, I just want to get my toes in there, get a head start, and meet some people and start building some relationships and just seeing, you know, just working really. So she's just gonna show up and spend her time doing that. So that's real nice because you know most people like to go somewhere warm or maybe just hang out or sleep in or whatever.
Or take a break.
Yeah, take a break. And she's like, no, I'm coming over to Mountain Lake. I'll spend my week there. So. That's real nice. And then we also hired an EL teacher, so English second language teacher. Okay. So we've been using two great people to do it, but they weren't licensed. So now we have somebody who's actually has the licensure, which is obviously the most important thing that you're always trying to find when you're looking for teachers and things like that they have, you know, some experience and that they're licensed in the area. But sometimes in hard to fill places like that, you just go with the best candidate you can find. So pleased to get that filled. And then today and tomorrow I have some elementary teacher interviews going. So we got some really good candidates for that. I'm real excited. I got a sad feeling we're going to have to tell a couple of really good ones. Sorry, we don't have any spots available. We already filled them with these other couple candidates. But it's good. It's a good problem to have.
Well, it is definitely nice to have more than less.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And so we're excited about it because you got a mixture. You got some veteran, applicants in there. You got some new people straight out of school applicants. So it's always good to see the different experiences that they bring and the energy they have.
Sure. And it's nice to be able to pick the ones that not only their experience, but how they fit with what you're trying to do.
Yeah, because, we have two openings in elementary, one's in sixth grade and one's in third grade, which is completely different. I mean, always like, well, it's only 3 years apart. That ain't that big of a deal. Oh, my goodness. It's a huge deal, especially since we kind of department our fifth and sixth grade. So that person really, I'm really looking for someone strong in social studies for that area. Whereas the third grade, it's kind of like you got to be the jack of all trades.
Right.
So you got to be ready to go with everything. And obviously just that age group is, a lot of people seem to really like that group because they feel like third grade kids are still innocent enough, but they're also more independent.
Right.
So third grade, it tends to be a very popular spot to get people because of that reason right there. They haven't figured out that, you know, they could say no maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
Or I don't want to do that, or put their head down.
Right.
They haven't figured that out yet.
That's so funny. All right, and then as far as rest of the staffing, you feeling pretty good about where you're at?
Yeah, for right now, I think we're good. I think we're set, but inevitably, I think we'll probably have a couple more openings to fill throughout the time. We'll just take them as they come, like anything else, and we'll do our best to make sure we can get the best applicant in, and you know, because it's all about the kids, and we're just trying to get the best person in front of them at all times.
There we go. All right, Brandon, anything else we need to add today?
Nope, I think we're good. I got to get back to work.
Got to go to work. All right, Brandon Henning, superintendent, Mountain Lake Schools. We appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you. I love coming here.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDON.